But I have some good news. I've put some effort into studying your condition. I've consulted with many colleagues. I've even written a few papers about it. Yes, since we last met. I work fast, sweetie. Anyway, the good news. I found out why you're like this. Why you're so submissive. Why you feel different than other men. After months of research and testing, the data is irrefutable. It shows that without a doubt, you have sissy DNA. That's right, sweetie. Oh, you don't mind if I call you sweetie, do you? I've got a sample here. Something you left from the last time. I was going to trash it out of revulsion, out of pure disgust. But for my research, I kept it frozen until now. It's so weak. I'm looking at it right now.
Disgusting.
Yes, sissy. Under a microscope, I can see them. Your little sissy sperms. So small. Tiny heads.
Tiny.
Barely moving. They look sad and fragile. Let's see if I can find more. There aren't many. They're so far apart. It's unbelievable. Easy to count, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. I don't even think there are 50 of them on this slide. Incredible.
Useless.
And now, I'm looking at another slide. This time, it's from a real man.
Real man.
One of my most masculine patients. Just thinking about him. Oh. Anyway, this is real sperm.
Real sperm.